Welcome back to the Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio. I'm Brittany Sheets, and I'm going to step in for this interview here real quick, guys. You've been listening to John Hare all day, filling in for Charles. Charles is out on vacation, you know, having a nice little time. Katie's out on assignment, too, and, you know, she's also having a really great time. Some beautiful pictures of Lake Michigan. I'm quite jealous, Katie. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Brittany. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, I was excited. I was like, oh, I get to do the tech segment with Katie this time. I kind of like nabbed this morning. I was like, I want to talk tech with Katie. So
awesome.
We're going to talk tech because I'm kind of geeky nerdy and I like tech. And you're a great person to talk about with tech. And something real big here in the tech world that's really important. It doesn't matter if you use tech with your job, you use it at home, what it is. It's Windows 10. Windows 10 is officially out, guys. It is out there. And we've got some things that, you know, you might want to hold off a second before you just go run out and grab it.
Yeah, we talked 2 weeks ago about, you know, the Windows 10 was coming on July 29th. It was time to download it. And a lot of people did. But there are some things, there's some really cool features to it. But then today I want to talk about some of the things you're going to want to watch out for there and probably some settings you're going to want to change on there.
Okay. Great start point. So one of the first things I've seen that you wrote down in your talking points that I've kind of thought was interesting, caught me by surprise, is that some printers aren't compatible with Windows 10.
Yeah, HP and Epson, I think, are pretty good on it, especially the newer models. But if you've got a printer that isn't one of your huge name brands, you may not have drivers for Windows 10. So you may have installed Windows 10 and all of a sudden your printer doesn't work. Which can be very frustrating.
Well, that's terrible.
So if your printer doesn't work, check with your distributor and see if they've got a new driver out there, because you're probably going to want to update your drivers if you updated to Windows 10.
Yeah, that's something that's very important. I know that there was there's some notifications when I first installed Windows 10 saying, like, hey, did you update everything? And, I mean, with any new software platform of sorts, whether it be Windows, it be Apple, it just be updates, it be Android, it doesn't matter. There's always those updates, and sometimes not everything, not all your apps are quite up to date yet by the time, like, the initial software rolls out. But it's something to watch, something to look for. If your printer doesn't work, you know, do some troubleshooting, but check the website. Go to your the website for the company and, you know, go check it out. And hopefully they've got some answers for you.
Absolutely.
And then another thing you have we'd like to talk about here is the Microsoft 12,000-word service agreement. Yeah, I love that you said some of this was probably English. And then Angela and I kind of laughed and I looked at it and says, you know, she's right. Only like some of this is actually English, because the rest of it, I'm pretty sure, is just gibberish.
Yeah, there's a lot of legalese in there. Pretty much what they're trying to tell you is by default, Windows 10 is key logging everything that you're typing in there. It's harvesting your browser history. So, yeah, it's keeping track of what you're going out there and browsing for. And there's actually a listener on there. So that agreement says, yeah, you know that it's there and it's okay, although it's probably not.
That's kind of big brother-like, in my opinion.
Yes, yeah. And we talked 2 weeks ago. It also does facial recognition for logging in. So you kind of add all that stuff together and make sure you put your tinfoil cap on.
Like, oh, totally.
A lot.
That's just, yeah, that, see, that's, I feel like that's something that they seriously needed to disclose first to let people know, like, oh, hey, this is, like, the new features coming out in this.
It's in there.
It's kind of important. Kind of important to understand in English, not in legalese. You can put it in legalese, just translate it for the rest of us here first, please.
Yeah, that's what I'm here for.
Exactly. That's why we have you, Katie. And that's kind of a big problem. And there's something about here having... there's some security settings and privacy settings that come preset in this Windows 10 that are kind of dicey. And you might want to go and, you know, rethink that. And there's ways to opt out of some of these, correct?
Absolutely. Yep. There are settings that you can go into. You're going to want to go into your privacy settings. There's 13 screen options for privacy, if that says anything. So go through those and, you know, shut that down. You really don't want every keystroke, every website you've gone to, all that kind of stuff. Nobody needs to have that history, no matter what you're looking at. But it's just, you know, just kind of that, like you said, big brother. Shut down, mm-hmm. Big brother.
So what are your thoughts on Cortana? Cortana is kind of like their new thing that they've put out. And if I'm understanding it correctly, it's supposed to be kind of similar to Siri?
Correct. And okay. That's that listener. That's turning on your microphone by default. So Cortana is cool, you know, just like any of us who use Siri when she's behaving. She doesn't usually listen very well to me, but
yeah.
Cortana is down there. But again, that's got a listener. So make sure that you're, and that means the microphone is listening to you pretty much all the time. So,
oh my gosh, that's I don't like that at all.
No, I don't either. You actually, your Apple phones have that too. We talked about that a little bit before.
Yeah.
Siri's listening. So if you ask Siri what time it is at night and she answers you, she's always listening.
Yeah, that's kind of scary. I mean, like, understand, okay, people joke, your smartphone's that smart. No, that's a little concerning. I don't want it unconsciously knowing, like, you know, I ask it a question, maybe hypothetically, and I don't want it to answer me. If it answers me, I'm seriously concerned.
Yeah. So make sure you're turning off those listeners.
Oh, yeah. And there's another new feature that kind of came with Windows 10. It's called the Edge Browser. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, this is Windows' answer to Apple. Apple did a browser kind of like this, where it's going to give you options and answers from all over the place. It automatically is going to upgrade your Internet Explorer to the new Windows Edge Explorer. They're not calling it Internet Explorer anymore, but to me it's the same. Sorry.
Yeah, we put it on, we upgraded one of our computers down here to Windows 10 just out of curiosity, and it was on a laptop that we don't really use that much, and one of the things we noticed was, yeah, the Windows Explorer kind of disappeared. I knew there was supposed to be coming out, like, a new browser, and I was assuming that's actually, honestly, I will say, I thought that the little icon down at the bottom was still Internet Explorer, not the Edge, and yeah, it kind of looks the same. They just kind of gave it a new name.
Yep, and there's the other new thing that they added on there. And, you know, Verizon's been doing this for a while. It's also tracking your browsing history, and you get assigned a personal ID number, and that ID number gets shared with their advertisers. And so they know if you look what you're looking for. So if you have a history of looking for baby diapers or things for your dog, all the advertisers know this person has a baby and they have a dog and they're ID number is such and such.
Is there any way to opt out of any of that information tracking?
Absolutely. Yep. Again, you're going to want to go into your settings and start going through all of those security and privacy menus there, and you can turn that off. Absolutely.
All right, guys. And if you need any help, how do we get a hold of you, Katie?
The AppleTree MediaWorks logo is on the bottom of the Union Edge website. You also can go directly to our website, which is appletreemediaworks.com.
Awesome. And as always, enjoy your day, and thank you so much for joining us. We are out of time, and I think if we have any more questions about Windows 10, you are definitely the person to go to because you are up on it, and you know what's happening.
Thanks so much, Brittany. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining me today. That was Katie Dexter of AppleTree MediaWorks. I'm Brittany Sheets, and you've been listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.